This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
I tore apart that garage this morning and trying to find the ice scraper. And I found things I haven't seen for 30 years in here. it's one of those mornings. I think we just got out of freezing. Now you know it's a local show. I'm Sean Potter, live and local, Saturdays 9 to noon on these radio stations. And this is what this morning, I don't know about you, Craig, but coming to work, this is one of those mornings where every 12th car on the road this morning had a load of snow on the hood and the roof and the trunk. It's like driving with a huge section of monster cake on top of your vehicle,
which by the way is illegal. Your vehicle is supposed to be completely snow free, because if you're driving down the freeway, that snow can be lifted off by aerodynamics and cause an accident behind them.
You took all the fun out of it.
I'm sorry.
It is a funny thing to see.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start doing this on the show in the beginning. Especially, it's important this morning because we only have one guest, and that's Derek Lee with Health and his products, of course, for a half hour, 9:30 to 10. Otherwise, it's me. Actually, it's not me. It's you. It's you folks out there. So I want to run out. I got out to run through. I want to run through the topics I want to hit on today. These are the topics. I check in local news and everything I want to cover this morning. The incredible winter traffic tie-ups, Donner Summit. I think I'll get into that topic first. Happy Christmas. The gifts here. My wife will not help me do my Cologuard test. Okay, got that. Northern Nevada Public Health is reporting the first measles case in Washoe County since 2018. This just came out this morning. Gas prices dropped again yesterday. Folks, I will tell you where there is $1.71 a gallon gas in the state of Nevada. One town is selling gas for $1.71. Another town is selling gas for $1.85 a gallon. Going to talk about that. The Sparks Marina smell. Residents alarmed by the smell and oily film at the Sparks Marina. We're going to talk about that. Gardnerville Ranchos trustees, kind of along the lines of that, are going to be talking about spending $8 million to buy the Bing Pit at Gardnerville Ranchos. Elsewhere, we're going to talk about the lack of local news during the holidays. Where was the news? I looked hard. I look hard every morning. One story that's not local. There are more pictures of Bill Clinton and more accusations from Democrat politicians against Donald Trump. I want to bring up, I am the very last person to ever subscribe to Netflix. My views on that. We're going to talk about our Christmas Eve that we had. So much to tell you about. And Christmas and emails. I got emails. Let me see. One is about this new thing they found out about cancer. I found fascinating. And also, President Trump's making cars more affordable again. Brought that up a couple of weeks ago, and I got an email on it, which I thought was very good. Mice, I seem to have an issue with rodents. Actually, rodents have an issue with me. The darn three cats don't spoiled. And Christmas, you know what it is for people my age, and what it is for you folks out there, and how your Christmas was. I swear to God, we went to 7 holiday parties this year. And Christmas toys. I mean, for folks my age, it's a day of memories. It's not a day of what it used to be, of course, but Christmas toys, one of your Christmas foods, Christmas traditions, my New Year's tradition that I follow every day, and yours, San Francisco is suing Cheerios. This is something that our AG Aaron Ford is going to perk up his ears and listen to, because he'll want to do it in Nevada, too. San Francisco is suing Cheerios. Look it up. It's there. And the problems with getting real ID. So that's what I want to cover today. Now, first things first, station news. And Craig has, what is this, an apology? Or what are we,
this is in the form of apology to our listeners. Yesterday, apparently, and not apparently, we did have an outage of KKFT. And I want to put this out there for our listeners. If you hear us, or more than likely, if you're calling, going to call, if you don't hear us, please call or text the text number, 884-9910, and we can get it worked out and back on the air. But we had a prolonged outage yesterday morning, which shouldn't have happened, and we are apologizing profusely for that happening. But please, let us know. Day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, somebody is always available to take your text or call, 884-9910.
He's being polite, but he's not going to tell you folks that I tripped over a cord before I left work yesterday. And
well, only if you were here, only if you were in the building at 2 a.m. yesterday morning.
Oh, and, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Chris, you stayed over Christmas yeah. morning, mm-hmm. overnight.
You know, it's almost 4 years now. It'll be 4 years in March. Is this show catching on at all? I guess that's my first question. I'm going to ask you that. Is this show catching on at all?
I hear people talking about it.
I want to do something. This is for the listeners at home. Alexa, remind me to listen to KKFT Radio 9 a.m. next Saturday.
Oh, it was funny. During a show yeah. last week, one of the shows said, "Hey, Google," and his phone started out on the air. And just like mine just did right there, it's how many times has that happened?
I got in big trouble. I was at Channel 2, and I did pretty much the same thing. I said, Alexa, remind me to watch, you know, in the morning. And the director, he flew out of the control room, and he runs in the studio. You can't do that. You can't say, Alexa. Everything will go crazy. And... I don't know if that's legal or not. I just thought it was funny. I just, that's why I'm not there, I guess, anymore. Okay, I want to start on the tie-ups at Donner Summit. I-80 west of town was closed off and on for 2 days. The pictures of miles of vehicles stopped in the cold at Donner. With traffic like that, folks, it's no wonder they resorted to cannibalism way back when. But at one of the parties I was at, all the parties, wait till you hear about those. A gentleman asked me, you know, being a longtime news guy and all, he goes, does it seem to you that they decide to close highways? And they also closed a few others, you know, Emerald Bay, they closed Mount Rose Highway, they closed 395 Mono County during Christmas. Does it seem like authorities now close roads to deal with it? Do they close roads more often, like a lot more than in the past? And I tend to think yes. It was very rare, you know, when I lived here in the 70s and 80s. And I'll tell you, we had monster storms here in the 70s and 80s. I mean, they were huge. But I don't remember 80 being closed for days, and especially when there are no crashes. It was, and I checked, I called up CHP, or no, it was Caltrans, and they said the reason they closed 80 over Donner for 2 days, I think it was spin-outs. There were too many spin-outs. There was no big injury, crash, or anything like that. So... closing this highway, is it a reflection of number one, how bad too many drivers are now these days? Or is it number two, public agencies making safety, you know, the we're doing this for your own good, you know, like the COVID era response that is somewhat more controlling? Is it more snowflakiness by government agencies? And yes, I was told that traffic on 80 was being held due to spinouts. There was no major crash that happened on the stretch from Baxter to Nevada that I could find. No crash shut the highway down. There were, you know, semis spinning out and they blocked the road a little bit and everything like that. So it was a preventive measure and emphasis on safety. It's a good thing, but wrecking travel for very good drivers because of the nitwit few, I don't know. And not only that, you shut down the highway for even a few hours, and when you reopen it after doing it, all these drivers are now late for something, and everybody's in a hurry now to make up the time from being stuck. And wouldn't that cause more spinouts? You know, I'm very devil's advocate sounding here, but what do you folks think? I mean, I would never blame the highway patrol for shutting things down. I think that comes from higher ups. But I do feel that in the past it was more, we're keeping it open and we trust you to be responsible. And now it's like, well, all you drivers are nuts and we're nipping it in the bud and you are no go. So help me on this. I'd like to know, are the drivers today, not you folks, the other guys, are they that bad in the winter to where they really are right in doing this? And the way the public agency press releases from like off, like deputies, and have you seen these press release? Well, they put them on the TV news and make a story out of them. You know, the media reads these, and this is what these agencies send. Here's one: descend slowly and use engine braking. Apply brakes gently. Higher elevations can have colder temperatures and more snow or ice. Respect snowfall warnings. We all knew this, right? I mean, are there really people who don't know these seventh grade lessons? Folks, let me know. 775-884-9910. It'd help if I opened up the screener here. Okay, here we go.
No calls right yet.
What's that? No calls?
No, no calls, but we do have a text from our friend Jeff.
Oh, no.
He says, you caught on with me the very first show. I've been listening every Saturday morning ever since. Using our website, he has listened on three different continents other than this one and the island of Hawaii.
Oh, well, okay. All right, we got one. That's great news. Thanks, Craig. We're going to take a break on the, but you got the phone number 884-9910. I got to add one more thing about the driving. You know, we still have some old timers living who remember when we had no speed limits at all on our Nevada roads. None. Nevada, along with Montana, we were famous for having these long stretches of highway with no, they didn't even post snow limits, speed limit signs for decades, because we relied instead on the old safe and sane driving policy. I'll have to look up what that is. The no speed limit thing did not end because, hey, this isn't working out in our state. It was rather we and Montana, we had to comply with a new federal law, the 1974 National Maximum Speed Law, the NMSL. Was that really necessary? Our vehicle crash rate, I dare say, is pretty much high today, higher than way back when. Granted, I don't think cars back then really got up to over 65 miles per hour. But, you know, now there are speed limits that we adhere to. Wink, wink. Take a break right now. It's 9:20. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:20.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Time is 9:24. We got calls. 884-9910. Let's start with Rose in Fallon. Rose, good morning. I'm so glad you called.
Good morning. You sounded lonely. I listen to your show every chance I get. Sometimes Saturdays don't work out that way. But when I was in Carson City, we actually said, hey, we got to see if they can talk about this on John Potter's show, because it'll be of, you know, it'll be of general interest, and you're one of the first people we think of. Now, I'm up in Fallon now, and I still listen to you as much as I can, so please do not doubt your relevance, okay? It's very relevant for a lot of people. Okay. Now, that said, when you're talking on the radio, some of us actually listen through our little round connected balls that sound name sounds a little bit like Alexia. And you turned me off when you said her name online.
Oh, you know what? That used to be a woman's name, you know.
I know that, but
that
I was just
to
dying.
Create a lot of havoc at the persons whose name that is in their. See, now you got me very cautious saying the word. But
just change it
funny.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, Rose,
it doesn't care if you say Alexia.
Well, you like local topics. I do, too. So whatever you think of, you give me a call, and we'll take off on it, okay?
Well, right now I'm learning Fallon, and that's my other small gripe. I had it in Carson. I have it up here. You guys don't always mention Carson City on the weather or on the traffic unless something bad happens. And don't mention Fallon at all.
Well, if the traffic is bad enough, believe me, we do get that on. We check
I know,
everywhere.
But our weather might be different, and you skip over us into Gardnerville, and we go, wait. So anyway, we sometimes feel unloved.
I am going to make an extra effort to make you feel so loved. I am going to romance
Fallon. But you
Fallon
are loved, and,
yes, okay. Thank you, Rose. I appreciate your calling. Take
sure.
care, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you, Fallon. Let's go to Reno. Samantha. Hey, Samantha, calling about winter driving, I see. I'm so glad you called, Samantha. Go ahead.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call. Like the previous caller, I really like all of the local perspective that you have to offer, and it is so valuable. So for winter driving, I have a great idea. I think when people are driving in the mountains in the winter, they should have a special license. And if they cause a collision because they don't know how to drive in the ice and snow in the mountains, there should be a huge fine if they don't have a special winter driving license. Back in the day, you know, there weren't as many four-wheel drives back in the day, and we didn't have navigation. So I think people were generally more intimidated to come up here and drive on the Mount Rose Highway, and they had more respect for it. And it seems like all of these flatlanders, they've got their fancy four-wheel drives now, and they think the car is going to do everything for them. But what they're doing is they're riding their brakes down the hill. They're slamming on their brakes in ice and snow. They're not prepared for the north-facing shadowed turn that's always going to be icy. And there's zero respect for the mountains and zero respect for when they cause a collision, what that does to the person who is, you know, innocent, the property damage, the insurance companies, you know, your whole asset can be completely ruined because it doesn't get fixed properly.
You know, and, you hit on something that I didn't even consider, and that is with these new vehicles and what they can do now has brought drivers to the feeling that they're quite invincible. You mentioned four-wheel drive. You know, in the 70s, the only four-wheel drive vehicles we had around Reno were like these weird International Harvester Jeep-like things where you would turn on the four-wheel drive by going to the wheel itself and turning this dial on your hubcap. You had to do it on each wheel. That was a four-wheel drive. Now everybody has it, and they feel that with that capability that they can speed up and spin out. And that could be one big reason why 80 was closed for a ridiculous 2.5 days.
Yeah, John,
Yes.
Reminding our listeners, four-wheel drive does not equal four-wheel stop.
Now you tell me. Samantha, are you learning more? He's still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. And I know it'll never happen, but boy, is it something to consider.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't blame NHP for closing down the highways or CHP.
Well, it was CHP, actually. CHP closed.
Yeah, CHP. I don't know what NHP
But I checked
was
with them, and Caltrans, the only reason they gave was spinouts. And
right.
I don't.
And you have to realize that every single time NHP and CHP and all of the police. They, a lot of times, if there's injuries or a fatality or major injury, they have
well, there
to
weren't,
take a pretty
from what
extensive...
I could find, but yeah,
well,
I know I get it. If there are those
yeah,
things,
call the
definitely.
Police. They've got to take a police report, and when an officer has 20 incident reports backed up, they really have no choice. It's like, okay, well, people are going to drive like idiots. We're going to close the highway because they've got to keep up with the paperwork and safety.
I know, but it just,
so
you know, it gets to me
them.
That we are punishing the really good drivers out there because of the nitwit few. And when you're tied up on that highway for that long, when it opens, you are going to speed to make up the time. I don't know. I just, it's a human nature.
So let's
I'm running out of
idiot.
Time. I thank you so much, Samantha, for the call. And you keep tabs on us, okay? All right.
Okay, thanks, Super. John.
All right, sweetie. Happy Christmas, Craig. How was it?
Very uneventful.
Uneventful. At the radio station, Phil gave me flavored coffee pods. He knows I like my coffee tasting like candy. I got him two 2026 calendars because he likes those things. He is so proud of the one on the wall here that he likes to fill out for us. And he and I are cat people, so I'm going to bring some cat treats for him. I was going to get his cat those brain health formula pills, but we don't want smart cats. They would be working doorknobs and things. We're going to take a break for Fox News. I just mentioned Phil. He's going to be doing the local news right after Fox News with Greg Neft being off today. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's all open topics starting at 10 o'clock this morning. We're talking health, of course, with Derek Lee up next. Stay with us and come back to us whenever you're out and around. Appreciate it. And almost 4 years old, the show is just trudging along here. All right, good. Take a break. Going to be a short one. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:32.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Let's take this call real quick. We don't want to eat into Derek Lee's time too much. Bill, I brought up a hot topic there about winter driving. Hey, Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, John. First of all, I listen to your show every Saturday that I'm out working in my shop, and I really enjoy the local. Love your spin on everything. And I just really hope that a lot of people are listening to it, that it catches on or has caught on. Regarding the winter driving...
Wow, you take all the time you want now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm originally from Illinois, and I've lived through two killer snowstorms. Snow at 67, where we walked to school both ways uphill.
Got to make it quick. Go ahead.
Okay, with that one, and then also another big dump in 79. But bottom line, here's what I see. I drive a truck around town. People come out of the Bay Area that typically ride the BART all day long, so they don't have a lot of driving experience. They get in their four-wheel drive Subaru to go hang out at their house and truckie to go skiing, and now they've got a foot of snow on the ground, and they're so out of shape when they get on it that they don't even know what hit them. And I've heard it said before on a few callers, the car, just because it'll go doesn't mean that it'll stop.
Thanks, Bill. That's a good reminder, but I got to close out. It's Derek's time. I appreciate it. We're going to open up the lines for all these topics at 10 o'clock this morning because it's all me from 10 to noon. I got to mention, there was a picture of a Prius that I guess tied up Highway 50. And the press release from CHP, they were furious about this Prius.
He made no advance plans or precautions.
You could tell the anger that the people had over this. All right, Derek Lee is here, brainhealthformulas.com. Exciting stuff that you have. I love having you on. I'm feeling great with your products. And, oh, my gosh, what a surprise. You have new products. Well, this is recently, of course, Nerve Revive. Folks, that's Google, actually, Nervonic Acid, and you'll find out more about Nerve Revive. This is the hot new product on brainhealthformulas.com. Tell us all about it, Derek.
Nerve Revive's so the brain's composed of 90% cholesterol. Cholesterol is the fat, fatty acids, and so it conglomerates. It's a brain's like a waxy texture, so it's a dense mass, and that's why it functions differently than every other organ in our body. And so, in order to for a brain to function properly, especially as we age, we have to provide those fats. And so, what science has revealed is, there's two fatty acids that are very important for the myelin sheath. Myelin sheath is what the insulation of our nervous system, and it's what provides the insulation and the protection so we can transmit our electrical communication from the brain to the body, from the brain to the central nervous system, which is in the spine. And so nervonic acid and pentadecanoic acid, pentadecanoic is a subtext of omega-3. So it's a branch of omega-3s. So it's very, very bioavailable. And nervonic acid is a very long-chained amino acid or a monounsaturated fatty acid, excuse me. That's what nervonic acid is. And it is up to 40% of the myelin sheath in the brain. And so if we look at something like 40% of the myelin sheath in the brain, we stop producing it by the time we're 6 months old. And the only way we can actually rebuild the myelin sheath in the brain with nervonic acid is to consume foods that have it. Now, on this planet today, there's very little food that actually has a substantial amount of nervonic acid in it. And so there's not very many supplements available that have nervonic acid in it. And so we might be one of the first that I found, and it was at least in the United States, that actually have 100 milligrams of nervonic acid in it. And so combining nervonic acid with pentadecanoic acid, that's almost 60% of the myelin sheath in the brain itself. And if we look at neurodegenerative disease, like Alzheimer's, dementia, MS, Parkinson's, there's a lot of other neurological disease that has to do with a faulty nervous system. If we can reinvigorate that insulation of the nerve, then we can actually rebuild the functionality of MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, because it's all electrical communication based. And so this is why we put this together. This combined with our amino acid complex really engages the capacity to rebuild the myelin sheath. And the demonstration has shown that based on our experience with our field testers and what customers have told me, is it is actually working in a very short amount of time.
And you've combined this with another product for brain and nerve bundle?
Yeah. So this is where it comes. Restore. Restore is going to activate the brain and provide the nutrients available to rebuild brain function. Neurogenesis is going to rebuild the electrical communication starting at the base root and be able to revitalize neurons. That's what's a key factor in being able to improve brain function, be able to rebuild the nervous system, is being able to rebuild that root structure and regain communication in the neuron. And so from there, we add in Dopexil, which improves dopamine production. So this is like a full system to rebuild the entire electrical structure of the brain. And so this is where Dopexil is dopamine. Dopamine, improving dopamine production enables us to actually layer.
I took it this morning.
Good job, John. This is great. And so when we have dopamine, so as we age, science and medicine doesn't understand why we can't rebuild something like the brain. If we aren't producing enough dopamine, it makes rebuilding the nervous system almost impossible. And so by improving dopamine production, and we're providing something to produce neurogenesis, we're being able to provide something that can actually activate and rebuild brain function. And then we combine that with being able to provide the fatty acids necessary to rebuild the myelin sheath all in one bundle. Everything becomes possible because science and medicine only look at being able to do some function with the brain in a singular component. One thing's supposed to be do this. Well, the brain and the body don't function in singularities. You know, we have the vascular system that transports blood, oxygen, iron, copper through the vascular system. And that provides some nutrients, that provides oxygen to our cells, to our tissue, to our organs, to the heart, to the brain. But that's only a singularity. That's only a single function. We also have the lymphatic system that transports 10 times more nutrients than the vascular system. There's roughly 66,000 miles of blood circulatory system in our bodies. The lymphatic system is 10 times larger than that, and that's something no one ever talks about. And so if we look at all these different systems, you can't just rebuild the vascular system and think everything's great. That's only one component. How does that affect the heart? How does that affect the brain? How do all these systems work together? Science and medicine look at a single component and think everything should repair itself. So we bundled to repair, because everything starts with the brain. If our body's not working properly, the same thing's happening in the brain. If we can repair brain function, our bodies will repair themselves naturally. So we have the capacity to do something that science doesn't even understand yet. And this is what we do. This is how we do it. This is how we're doing it.
So how many products are in the brain and nerve bundle at brainhealthformulas.com? And is this a value buy?
Yeah. So there's four products. Is the one of the four I just described, which is Restore, Neurogenesis, Dopexil, and Nerve Revive. This is probably the most efficient bundle that we've ever developed.
Sounds like a powerhouse there.
It is. It's probably the one everyone could benefit from. We've had people who've had early onset Parkinson's where they called me within 3 days, like, Derek, my tremors have already improved. And someone else called and said, I think my brain's actually improving after just a couple days of taking this. Yeah. It's like, I don't understand if this is right. I'm like, it's not a matter of what's right. It's what you're experiencing, what you feel. If you think something is working, it's already working. And so it's a value of, I think we save about $75.
I was about to ask you, how much do you save?
About $75 bucks.
Okay. Brainhealthformulas.com, the brain and nerve bundle. Easy to find, front page?
Yep, front page right on top.
Okay, up next, New Year's resolutions. Dry January? Stop smoking? Changing habits? We're going to find out what Derek has to say about that and what he has at brainhealthformulas.com for you to stick to those New Year's resolutions up next. They have a question for Derek. Number to call, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time, it's 9:50, current temperature in Reno, it's 36 degrees. I'm John Potter, Derek Lee. One more segment. The topic, I imagine many of you are remunerating, is that the word, considering New Year's resolutions. Dry January is a big thing right now. You don't drink in January, adult beverages. People finally thinking about things like stopping smoking and other habits. And what do you have to say about that, Derek? How we can keep them, and if you have anything at brainhealthformulas.com that would help along with that.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times around the first of the year, we want to do things differently. We want to try new things. We want to be healthier for our family, for ourselves. And so we just wanted to touch on a couple topics that can be important, can be very beneficial. You know, people who like to drink alcohol, that's great. There's benefits to all of it. There's also detriments to all of it. And so, we all have habits. You know, sometimes even working out, if you work out too much, that can compromise our health also. So everything in moderation is really ideal. And, you know, I've had a lot of friends. I had a lot of family members that used to smoke a lot of cigarettes. My dad was a 2 to 4 pack smoker a day. He died of throat cancer 10 years ago. You know, obviously smoking was a contributing factor in that. And at the same time, my dad's father, he smoked 2 to 4 packs a day since he was 12 years old, and he lived to 96 and did not die of throat cancer or any type of cancer. He died from kidney failure. So it's a weird construct. Everyone does things differently. Everyone has different beliefs. Everything contributes. And so what dry January or smoke, when we changed, when we quit smoking, all of those things factor into smoking cigarettes, the nicotine rush. What that triggers a production of dopamine. That's what enables someone to have less of an appetite from smoking cigarettes. That's what contributes to people feeling good. People feel socially interactive because we have a dopamine spike when we smoke cigarettes. Whether that's from the nicotine, whether that's from, you know, inhaling the smoke, whether that's from whatever it is. But so smoking cigarettes spikes dopamine. And so if people like to smoke cigarettes because they maintain a certain weight for longer, that's from the benefits of dopamine. So that correlates with something like Dopexol. Dopexol and Restore can maybe not keep you from wanting to smoke.
But it can emulate a bit of the dopamine.
That's right. Yeah. So it'll help reduce some of the craving by feeling better. Same thing with drinking alcohol. If drinking alcohol spikes dopamine production. If you like to go to a bar and you like to go be social at a bar and drink alcohol, social interaction is a dopamine spike. Drinking alcohol is also a dopamine spike. Taking Restore and Dopexol can actually provide that without spiking dopamine, so you can start to feel better without having the alcohol, without having to go to a bar to have social interaction. So there's ways of getting around it so we can be healthier, whether it's for ourselves, whether it's for our family. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer any phone calls. I'm off air. Also, my phone number is 775-634-7789. So those are just some options to think about if that's something you want to engage in as of the first of the year.
You mentioned doing things differently, like training your mind.
Yeah.
To be, how do you do that? Training your mind to be, say, more positive. Now, for me, it's powerful books. But a lot of people don't have time, you know, to read a whole book and everything like that. And they just want the short version of things. How about training your mind, Derek?
So, you know, we function based on a set of patterns. We function based on how we do things. We like to develop a stable environment. We like to function from a routine. And so our brain also gets stuck in a routine. It gets used to doing everything the same way. And then it gets stale just like we do if we always do the same thing repeatedly every day in and day out. And so I view that as getting stuck in a rut. And so the easiest way to do that, if we want to improve mood, if we want to feel better, if we want to, you know, if we want to do things differently, we could do something as you get up in the morning, look at your wife or your girlfriend or your spouse, and you say, wow, you look absolutely beautiful today. It doesn't matter if they're not even awake yet. Just start with a compliment. And they respond from the place of thank you.
Boy, you are so smooth.
You're brilliant. Just provide a compliment. Just do something different. Something like that by complimenting someone else for any way, anything changes the narrative. It provides a positive outcome no matter what. And so it's the same thing with, you know, helping someone walk across the street, opening the door for someone else, doing something for someone else. Has a positive experience on someone else's, and inevitably they thank you for it because it was a kind gesture. Those are some simple things we can do outwardly for more things internally to change the brain, to improve how the brain functions. If we always open the door with our right hand, see what it's like to open your door with your left hand.
What was that thing a couple of years ago? I think we discussed this. You know, if you're right-handed, try doing things with your left. If you open the door this way, try doing it that way.
Yeah.
Things like that have a powerful effect on the brain.
It does. It changes the motor coordination. It forces the brain to do things differently. It forces us to get out of a rut.
So it kind of wakes it up. It rejuvenates.
Yep. Everything changes.
And gets some cells that aren't being used to work.
That's right. And it can be as simple as that. It could be putting on your left sock or your left shoe first rather than the right shoe. It could be putting your shirt on with your left arm through the sleeve first versus the right arm through the sleeve.
Now you're getting complicated.
Well, I'm just saying, all those little things, it makes a difference over time.
All right, brainhealthformulas.com. Check out the brain and nerve bundle for what we were just talking about, the brain. Just start first step with Restore. That's how I started, a little over 3 years ago. Brainhealthformulas.com. It's been a wonderful 2025, hasn't it?
It's been an amazing year, John. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Brought kind of a second life to me, and you're doing the same for so many people out there. BrainHealthFormulas.com. Have yourself a happy new year, friend.
Thanks, John, and you as well, and we'll see you next year.
Absolutely. Folks, open topic from 10 o'clock until noon, just me and you. Get on some of these topics that I wrote up for today. We could get back on that winter driving and, oh my gosh, closing highways because of spinouts. I don't know, you know? 884-9910. Get on the lines now and you're next. We're going to break for Fox News. Be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time. Oh, you're kidding me. Derek, come back here. I blame that on these darn glasses. I paid a fortune for them, and if I don't look right, everything is like looking underwater. I didn't want progressives, but he talked me into the progressives. I said, they're no good. He says, oh, the progressives are better than ever before. A bunch of junk, man. I paid $550 for these.
It happens.
See, Craig, I spent that minute well spent there. Well, that is good radio. All right. Thank you, buddy. It's Fox News up next. And then you folks are next. 884-9910. We'll talk what you want to talk about. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 958.